This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Loretta Lynch is the first African-American woman to become U.S. Attorney General, but she is not the first pro-abortion AG. The 10 Republican senators that joined with Democrats to approve her nomination perhaps did so out of a respect for tradition. Her positions on immigration and deportation joined abortion, leading 43 senators to find her unfit for office. The Obama administration is being questioned over a secret grant it made to Planned Parenthood of New England. A petition filed before the Supreme Court by the Alliance Defending Freedom seeks to force the administration to make public details of the grant. Another true drama is set to play out in a bill before the Texas legislature. The bill seeks to protect the full 50% of women who face coercion before having an abortion by compelling law enforcement to investigate allegations of coercion and by making such coercion of a minor a form of child abuse. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. Another UN commission has found itself unable to add eugenic abortion and birth control to the UN's international agenda. In the eyes of many participants, eugenic population control under the title Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights is essential to the future of the world. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.